your stars is on the board. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep Cut Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
And I'm Tommy. Ooh, look at the kitty stars.
And together we are the
Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, comics, movies, TV shows, and general geek news.
A little bit of everything.
Where's the kitty? Where was there a kitty?
That's an old joke from comedians. Like, today in the economy, oh, look at the kitty.
Oh, okay.
It was old Robin Williams joke.
Who? Reagan Williams?
Robin Williams.
Oh, Robin Williams. Like some Robin Williams. He's pretty raunchy in his early stuff.
Yeah, some of his later stuff was pretty raunchy too, but...
Yeah, I guess you're right. His later stuff's more raunchy than his older stuff.
But he was hilarious.
He was very hilarious. So. How are you, Tommy Two Stars?
I'm doing pretty well.
Yeah, did you have a good holiday?
I did. It was a nice holiday with the family.
Nice. Did you get anything geeky?
I got a First Order Stormtrooper coffee mug helmet.
Oh, that's cool.
That's really about the only geeky thing I got.
Okay. I got a Millennium Falcon Bluetooth speaker.
Awesome.
Which you saw.
It's so cool.
I love that. I got this cool new shirt I'm wearing with Green Lantern, Flash, Superman, and Batman taking a selfie.
That is awesome.
It's a pretty awesome shirt. I got some Batman socks, too.
So awesome.
And I got a My Little Pony Friendship is Magic coffee mug, too.
Just perfect for you.
So, a lot of little geeky stuff. So, just a heads up, foodies and geeks, we're going to have some spoilers.
Huge
this
spoilers.
Episode, so we've been, we're
mostly
big good boys.
Star Wars specific.
It's been about a week since Star Wars came out. We've been good and we haven't released any spoilers or anything like that or talked about it online or... But this is where we're blowing the cat out of the bag.
We got to talk about it now. We've put it off for too long.
So if you have not seen Force Awakens, we're gonna go through our normal food glorious food section. So it'll give you a good 20 minutes, and then after that, we'll give you another little hey, we're gonna talk about it now. So you can't be mad at us.
We gave you fair warning.
We gave you fair warning, 20 minute warning, and I'll even label the podcast with spoilers on it too. So, we're going to be releasing the major plot details of the movie and talking about what we thought about it. So, everything that could about the movie, we're going to talk about. So, just a heads up. was that a good spoiler warning, you think?
Yeah, I think that was good.
Okay, cool.
If they didn't get that, then dang burn it.
Spoilers.
What do we need to do?
Food, glorious food, Tommy.
So much food this holiday, I tell you what. I'm still stuffed.
Yeah. Did you eat anything new that you've never eaten before?
No. Usually the same old, but I had a lot of it.
Okay. We had a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
And I made those Grinch sliders.
Oh my gosh. Everything at that party was so good.
I would say that was new for me to make. It was like roast beef, cheddar cheese, and then I made this, arugula horseradish spread to go on it.
So good.
Which turned out pretty good, too. It had arugula in it, spinach, horseradish. It was pretty awesome. New things I ate. I went to my aunt's house, and these people came, and they made deep-fried scallops.
Ooh.
I've had deep-fried scallops before, but this was a lot thinner breading.
Mm-hmm.
And those were pretty amazing. So it was kind of new that I ate.
Scallopy flavor.
What do you think was the best thing you ate over the Christmas time?
Then them sliders you made.
Aww.
They're bringing back some wonderful memories. And
thanks,
the Rudolph
buddy.
Noses.
Oh, yeah, I made Rudolph Noses meatballs, too. That was the first time I made homemade meatballs.
Well, you did a pretty damn good job.
Thanks, man. They're a lot more work than I thought they would be.
Yeah.
They turned out good, though. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel honored that some of the best food you ate was from me.
It was so good.
You put my food in your mouth.
I put it right in my mouth.
Do you guys have any like family traditions of like foods like your mom makes every year? Or
one thing that we always do is we go to my brother-in-law's parents' house and grandparents, and they always make like crab legs and shrimp, like fresh shrimp and peel and eat shrimp. But the one thing I love to eat every holiday is stuffed jalapenos. They take ground sausage meat.
Oh, and they, man.
They deep gut the jalapenos, and they put that in the sausage meat, so it's still kind of got the seeds and stuff. So they cook the sausage meat, like, with the jalapeno juices and stuff.
Those sound pretty amazing. Oh, so. Do they deep fry the poppers?
No. But
they bake them?
They bake them.
That sounds pretty amazing. Have you ever tried to make jalapeno poppers yourself?
No.
It's hard because you wouldn't, like, degutting those jalapenos and the spice. It's kind of like cutting up an onion.
Oh.
You feel the spice on your eyes without even, yeah.
Don't do it with open wounds.
What kind of crab legs?
Snow crab and sharp pincer ones. I can't remember. I think those are. They're not king crab, are they?
Yeah, that's king crab with the big, with the bigger pincers.
Yeah,
the smaller,
and those. No and king.
How do they cook them? Do they do like a low country boil and they do the shrimp and the crab?
I think that's what they do. I don't know. Yeah. I usually just show up after it's cooked and eat.
Well, is there potatoes and like corn with it too?
No. Just crab.
Cool. That sounds pretty awesome. My mom every year makes cookies.
Mm-hmm.
So I have some Christmas cookies if you want to eat some. She always makes cookies and gives them as a gift. I would say that's probably the only thing, like, staple we eat that's always there at Christmas is my mom's cookies. She makes these things called monster cookies.
Ooh,
where it's like a sugar cookie and an oatmeal cookie and all mixed together, all different kinds of cookies. And she puts, like, chocolate chips in them and M&M's and stuff. I think she puts coconut in them.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
So they're pretty awesome. She makes regular sugar cookies. Then she always makes fudge, too, which is pretty awesome.
Your family is just awesome in general, apparently.
Aw, thanks, buddy. Did you go to, like, any new restaurants or anything over Christmas?
No. Usually it's a family thing, so we always go to family and they cook and we eat.
Okay, so like you maybe like family was like in town and you took them out to dinner a couple days before or anything like that?
No, just eat. Just family's eat. House.
Okay. My mother-in-law and sister-in-law were in town and after Christmas we went to a new place called A Bit of Boston.
A Bit of Boston.
In Venice, and it's like a Boston themed restaurant, so anything that you would like think you would eat in Boston. Or in the Northeast.
Oh, that's Chicago.
No, really there's Boston. No pizza or anything.
So
it was
beans
like,
and...
I think they had beans, but like lobster rolls, clams, chowder.
Chowder. Get some of that fresh chowder.
Yeah. I think they had Philly cheesesteak sandwiches and stuff like that too. Maybe hot dogs, but a lot of like seafood variety of stuff. Cod, fish and chips. I had a lobster roll that was pretty good. It's a neat little place. Maybe a little expensive, but it's cool. It's got Boston stuff all over the walls, like Boston sports stuff and pictures of the skyline.
So if you're a big Sox fan, that's your place to go.
Yeah. Have you ever had a lobster roll before?
Describe it.
Generally, like... A traditional, like, New England lobster roll is going to have, like, a piece of white bread rather than, like, a whole roll. It's, like, a piece of white bread. They toast it. And then, generally, you can do cold or hot. Hot is usually just going to be, like, lobster and butter, right?
Okay.
But then if you do it cold, it's usually, like, a mayonnaise. And they put mayonnaise on it and, like, some celery and maybe onions mixed in there. And then they just toss that in the lobster.
Okay.
And then just throw that lobster. Maybe they'll put a little bit of lettuce on the roll, too, and then that's it.
Sounds good.
They're pretty great. They're pretty delicious. So you've never had a lobster roll, you know?
I think so.
Okay. So did you listen to the podcast, the Christmas podcast I did with Larry?
No.
Ah, what?
I'm sorry.
Alright.
My bad.
Well, we did the word association game.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, we went and we talked about Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. Saint Nicholas.
And what we
think... Babbo Natale. Kris Kringle.
Babbo Natale?
Bobo Shisho.
That's from... So what movie is that from?
The Santa Claus.
Oh, okay. we talked about what we think Santa Claus eats on a daily basis. I was telling Larry that I thought that he ate whales and like polar bears and moose and stuff.
Beluga caviar.
And she disagreed.
So what did she think?
What do you think she thinks?
Oh, I know what you told me, but what I would have guessed would have been something like the elf cliche, like candy canes, candy corn syrup.
Right. Oh, just a bunch of sweet stuff. Yeah. She cookies. Did talk about that a little bit. She said like candy cane soup.
Santa's got diabetes.
But she thinks that he eats elves.
Elves, like just raw elves.
Like elves. She later on she said
Santa,
that,
what are you doing? No.
Later on she said that maybe that they were cut up and deep fried.
If there's any redeeming quality to eating an elf.
So, and then we talked about like a 5-course meal. Like if Mrs. Claus, if they sat down for a nice meal, mm-hmm. and she made him a nice meal, what it would be. And so like the first like 5-course like appetizer, she said that chocolate trees.
Chocolate trees.
Like there's like chocolate covered trees, then chop them up and coat trees in chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And they would eat that.
Maybe like chocolate like snowballs or like
chocolate snowballs,
something like that. Okay. That would make sense. But trees,
and then
cray cray.
Soup was a candy cane soup.
Candy cane soup, I can
which
see
is
that.
Basically melted candy canes. A salad was lettuce with chocolate chips on it.
Yeah, sounds right.
And then the main entree was deep fried elf.
Deep fried elf.
And I don't think we talked about dessert at all. But that's probably just because...
We got stuck on the deep fried elf.
We got stuck on the deep fried elf. So, I wanted to get your take on it.
Mm-hmm.
What you thought that Santa eats.
What do I think Santa eats? Well, I like to think that he's like the... In the Rudolph Christmas special where he's like thin all year long. Until Christmas, then he like kind of chunkies up.
And an asshole. How big of a jerk is Santa in that movie? So that's probably why he's an asshole, because he's on a diet all
year. I want to eat something, but these carbs, I can't eat carbs. I have diabetes.
He's on the Atkins diet, so that's why he's cranky all the time. So you think like year round he's usually
eating
pretty
like,
healthy?
Yeah, salads and kale and all the time. Candy kale.
Candy kale.
Yeah. That's what he eats.
And so you don't think he eats like elves or reindeer? You think he just those
know.
Are his buddies?
He's a fictional character. That's like asking what the Iron Man eats or Superman.
Iron Man eats like filet mignon
that's
and lobsters all the time.
Shawarma.
And shawarma, apparently.
Yeah. So we know that. You guys ever had shawarma before?
I have had shawarma before.
Yeah? Is it good?
Shawarma would probably be on one of the top... If I had to make a top 5 list of best things I've ever eaten...
It was shawarma?
There's a restaurant in downtown Detroit I went to. Mm-hmm. Gosh. Budapest?
Budapest, okay.
Something like that. I'll have to look it up. And I had a shawarma wrap. It was a chicken shawarma wrap. And I was a little drunk. but it was probably one of the best things I've ever eaten. It was very tangy. It had a lot of like Greek type, like that smoky like Greek flavor you get.
Okay.
But then it's got...
A lot of Mediterranean style.
A lot of Mediterranean type foods.
Ooh, I kinda
but the
like
wrap was like packed full. It was pretty amazing. It made my taste buds like sing and dance.
Sing, dance, a jubilee in your mouth.
A jubilee. Why is Jubilee shooting her fireworks in my mouth?
It's like, what? Okay, I wouldn't think of the mutant Jubilee, but yes, that too.
We know where my mind always goes. Talk about one of the lamest superpowers.
It is.
Like, if I was a mutant, like, that is... I would be very sad if that
if
was
I could,
my power.
I mean, if you could concentrate, like, Roman candle style, just fart directly at people, that could be pretty scary, but, like...
It could be.
Look at the sparklers! Yeah, you sit in the back of the bus, Jubilee. We'll let the A team take care of this one.
What are some other lame mutant powers?
I read an article about this too, about lame mutants.
Archangel's pretty lame.
Yeah, all he can really do is fly.
That's it.
Yeah, he kind of got beefed up a little
special.
Bit, but he can fly. And he has hollow bones like a bird.
Yeah. Pretty lame. Cyclops.
I like Cyclops.
I always thought Cyclops is a big baby.
He kind of is a big pushover.
But boom, his thing gets knocked off.
He's useless. He is useless. He's just sitting there with his eyes closed.
Because he doesn't want to open them because he can't control it.
So that's how you use Cyclops. Okay, I can kind of see that. But like when he gets like really mad, he rips that off. It's like... It's epic.
Jean Grey.
Regular old Jean Grey.
Pre Phoenix.
And she just, I can pick up a beaker. I don't need any more beakers, Jean. That's my Patrick Stewart impression.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I was dead on. That's what I was gonna say it was.
Why are you always lifting these things when I'm trying to teach you?
That's good. Nightcrawler? I guess Nightcrawler's
not too
lame. I like
Nightcrawler. He also looks cool, too.
Teleportation's a pretty sweet...
Poof! Into this demon realm and poof back in an instant.
That is a
He just looks cool,
power.
Too. Like, he does look cool. Looks like a demon and he's German. Das ist gut.
I think Morph is always pretty underrated.
Yeah?
Because he could, like, shape... He's a shapeshifter. Turn into anybody.
Yeah, that's true. I like Bishop and Cable, like from the future.
Yeah,
the future
Bishop
ones,
and Cable
are
pretty
cool.
How did we get an X-Men?
We're
talking about food stuff, and we get thrown off into X-Men stuff. Look at us. Oh, you know what I didn't talk about? Another tradition we have every year. I don't know why I didn't talk about this. We do an oatmeal every year
for breakfast,
on Christmas Eve for breakfast. And we do like an oatmeal type buffet, but I always do the same toppings every year. I do bacon, strawberries, and chocolate.
Ooh.
So usually we make oatmeal in like a crock pot, and then we put toppings on it after. This year, Amanda, my wife, did one. It was a Elvis-inspired oatmeal.
Okay.
And she used Reese's Cups. And bananas.
That does sound really good.
And it was pretty awesome. I don't remember what Larry did. I think Larry did like fruit, like
fruit
blueberries and raspberries and stuff like that. If you had to pick
a topping,
like if you were waking up with this like Christmas morning, and you were had to put some toppings on your oatmeal, what do you think your toppings would be?
I would go with honey. With some banana and some strawberries.
So a little healthy?
Yeah.
What if I was like, hey, here's some bacon time?
I'll throw that in there. that might get thrown in.
I think anybody would, if they had a chance to put bacon on something.
You're psychotic if you don't like bacon. I don't care what your religion says about pork.
I don't know what I would do if I couldn't eat bacon anymore. I'd be very sad.
You'd just be sitting in a dark room quietly eating, like, celery. I'm crying.
Never want to come out. I don't want to come out. I'm not coming out like I need bacon again. This is pretty bad. One of the worst things that ever happened to me in my life was becoming lactose intolerant.
Oh, no.
And I'm pretty blessed if that was one of the worst things to ever happen to me.
That's true. I can agree. I love like ice cream and cheese
man.
And stuff, but
thank goodness there's these little pills that I can take.
Lactaid.
A Lactaid that helps a lot, but still it sucks. And I haven't always been lactose intolerant.
How recent was it?
About 3 years.
3 years? Okay.
I was on a trip.
You just drank milk one day and all of a sudden...
No, I had some pudding and me and my wife were going to go out on a date. We were on vacation. And I just all of a sudden, I literally thought I was going to die.
Oh, really?
Like, I thought my appendix was going to burst or something. Because my stomach grew like 3 sizes. And I was super bloated.
In a very angry, grinchy way.
It was awful. So it's more than just gas that you get being lactose intolerant. It's just like being bloated and awful, horrible feeling.
Forget that, Jeff.
Yeah. So, I would hate that if lactose intolerance included bacon.
Bacon toast intolerance, bacon and whatever. Just
bacon intolerance.
Just put me out of my misery.
All right. So, you got any other Christmas type foods you want to talk about or anything?
What is your favorite holiday dessert? I know we kind of didn't really mention too much about desserts. Or treat. What's the holiday treat? Like candy canes or fruitcake, stuff like
that. One of my favorite candies are Hershey Kisses.
Yeah.
So I love having Hershey Kisses. Candy canes are pretty awesome.
Yeah. I like the green ones.
The green candy?
The green candy canes. Because it's like a little green.
Mint, I love how that they have all bigger. The different flavors of candy canes yeah. now. Starburst.
Oh, those are so good.
I had a Smarties candy cane. Really? That was pretty good.
I'd be afraid it'd be chalky. I like Smarties, but they're just too chalky.
It wasn't chalky at all. No. It was all the greatness of Smarties and the chalkiness. So you probably would enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a Fanta? I've had Fanta flavored candy canes before. That was pretty good. I'm trying to think if there's any other like desserts or
any sort of maybe like pecan pie. I love pecan pie.
Pecan pie is pretty good.
Yeah.
Do you consider pies Christmassy?
No, but I usually only have pecan pie maybe two times a year. Thanksgiving,
either like Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah. Pecan pie is pretty amazing. I'm like pumpkin pie. I think pumpkin pie you could still have at Christmas too.
Pumpkin pie.
I like the rolls that people make. Mm-hmm. Have you ever had that where they take like the cake and they spread it out and then they put like homemade whipped cream in it and then they roll it up? Those I think
I
they're called
Yule yeah.
logs.
Yeah, those are good.
Those are pretty awesome. Ooh, and Christmas cookies, like Larry. That's her thing.
Boy.
She loves the Christmas cookies.
I'm gonna be so hungry.
I love the Christmas
I'll
cookies.
Leave here.
Hey geeks, if you have any foods that you want us to talk about on a podcast, we do talk about food an awful lot.
Awesome.
Tell us on Twitter, tell us on Facebook, email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com. Tell Instagram us, whatever you want to do to get a hold of us, and let us know what kind of foods you want us to talk about.
Because yeah, there's so much food out there
we can talk about. So make sure you communicate with us on that. So geek news.
Let's hear that super geek news.
Spoiler time.
All
we're
right,
going
right.
to talk
so
about Force Awakens
we've given
now.
You plenty of warning.
If you don't want to hear about spoiler Force Awakens, come back in maybe 15 minutes and we might be have moved on.
Yeah.
But we are going to be giving out major plot points to Force Awakens.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to kind of our Star Wars episode that we did, The Geeks Awaken.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't listened to that, listen to it. It's great. I've gotten some good feedback on it. People did enjoy it.
Oh, good.
So, what was your favorite scene from Force Awakens, Time of Two Stars?
Let's see. I like the battle when they went to, the little hideout planet. That was pretty cool. Where Finn first started using the lightsaber and he was like kind of fumbling around with it and they started.
Oh,
well,
that was back on Jakku.
No, not on Jakku. It was like after Jakku. They go to the little hideout planet where the lady is.
Wasn't that on Jakku though?
No, it was on a different planet.
Oh, okay.
All right. I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay. Yeah, with Maz. The
yeah.
Maz. I thought
yeah.
that was back on Jakku. I could be wrong. That was pretty cool. So you liked that fight scene where the First
yeah.
Order came. What did you think about having a. That was the first time we like had a lightsaber fight scene or a big fight scene like that in during the daytime.
Was it?
I guess the arena battle.
Yeah, that was in the day.
On Geonosis. But what did you think about all the stormtroopers being there and shooting their lasers? And
The best part of that scene is when you're like, oh, and then the resistance comes in. Poe, friggin' Poe is the man.
Yeah.
Destroy. He took out like 7 or 8 TIE fighters within like a span of 10 seconds.
And then Finn gets all excited and he's like, that's an awesome
part! That guy is awesome! I'm glad he didn't die.
Poe, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm glad Poe
awesome.
Didn't die either. I thought Poe was pretty cool. I'm looking forward to him in the next episode a lot. My favorite scene was probably the scene where they're on Jakku.
Mm-hmm.
And they're bombing
they're like
Finn and Rey.
Yeah, okay.
I thought that was a lot of fun.
That was pretty cool. Stop
I really liked the dynamic between our first introduction of the dynamic between Rey and Finn. And where she's yelling at him to not grab his hand and stuff like
that.
I thought that was a lot of fun. Another scene that's worth mentioning is the lightsaber scene at the end of the fight.
Mm-hmm.
between Rey and Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren, yeah.
Did you like that with that the voice? Sick.
Like, the part that I liked about it is because it's really reminiscent of big spoilers here. I don't know, they've already talked about that. But anyway, so since Kylo Ren was kind of trained by Luke, you could really see how Luke's fighting style matched what how Kylo was trained. He has these long, broad, strong strokes, much like how Luke fought.
Oh, yeah. I guess so I didn't even think about that. Just like,
you know, kind of saw the fruits of their training.
Yeah, I did love that, too, of how it was the drag fighting like that. And I didn't even think about him getting it from Luke.
Just a little nugget to think about.
What did you think about Rey? So, a couple negative things I've heard. Mm-hmm. What did you think about Rey getting her powers so soon?
She did kind of, it does make sense how it's just like, she just realized, oh, I can do this now. Oh, I can just command people. Like, I thought it was funny when she's like, you will just leave your gun on the ground and walk out of the room. You'll let me out of this chamber and walk out of the room.
Right.
He's like, what did you just say? And then she says it again. He's like, I'm going to set you free and walk out of the room. I thought that was kind of funny.
That was the first time she's seen a mind trick, though.
Yeah.
She's never really seen one,
except maybe being tortured by Kallo.
So, how did she know to do a mind trick?
I don't know.
Right? So, I heard that. A couple people complained about that. I guess it kind of made sense. My thoughts, though, is that she just is a very strong Jedi. She's super strong with the Force. And I think, don't get super judgmental on that part yet, because I think it's going to come out. I think we're going to figure out why she was learning so fast.
Yeah.
I think we'll find out in episode 8.
Can't wait.
Again, spoilers.
Super spoilers.
What did you think about the big death of Han Solo?
I kind of saw it coming. Like, when you get to that point where Kylo Ren's on the bridge, and he's walking away, and Han runs up after him. He's like, Ben! And
he goes out. Which gave me goosebumps.
Yeah, because it was reminiscent of Vader and Luke.
Yeah.
You know, father and son, and Vader, like, kind of cuts his hand off, and Luke falls down the shaft. So I kind of figured that's what was going to happen once he stepped out there. I was kind of, I guess, being in denial about it the whole time.
Yeah, as soon as he stepped on the bridge, too, I was like, oh, man. I think I totally know what's coming here. I loved it. I liked the scene. I thought it was necessary to make Kylo Ren evil.
Yeah,
I think that's for people to hate him, is that really needed to happen?
Yeah.
I heard somebody say that they thought that the movie overall was very depressing.
Really?
And that Han Solo dying like that was depressing because he had all this character development.
He did between have a lot of 4, 5, and 7, 4, 5, and 6. There's a lot in this one too.
And then in 7, they just completely ruined him. They took away all that character development, is what somebody said, and that they made him a smuggler again.
Well,
and they thought that that was pretty awful and depressing. This was Brian Quinn from *Impractical Jokers* from *Time Steve Dace* said this.
Oh, okay.
So, what did you find the movie depressing?
Brian Johnson.
It wasn't Brian Johnson, it was Quinn. Okay. Well, Quinn is on Tell Him Steve Dave.
Okay.
Did you think it was depressing at all?
No, I wasn't depressed. It just...
Did you think it was lame that they took away his character development?
I didn't really think about it that way when I was watching it.
I just kind of thought about it as like, once a smuggler, always a smuggler.
Yeah.
Like, just because he fell in love with Leia... And just because he made good decisions doesn't mean he wasn't going to be a smuggler anymore.
He's still that scruffy nerf herder.
Right. So I don't think it ruined it. And I definitely think that it didn't show like he was a bad father or anything. Because you don't know what type of father he was.
Right. I mean, that part we didn't get to see.
Yeah. I think people do crazy things when bad stuff happens to them.
Oh, yeah.
And that event... it's of them alluding to Kylo going through and killing everybody at the Jedi Temple.
Yeah.
That would be a very traumatic event.
Yeah.
So, I think that it would make sense that Han would have that sort of reaction.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm just kind of glad that Kylo is not Luke Skywalker. Like, I was walking into that being like, come on, let's not make Luke the bad guy. He's got to be the good... He's the one that that brings the force, brings everything good back. So I was glad when it was. I didn't see it coming that he was going to be the son of Han Solo, though. I didn't see that coming.
I didn't see that coming either. I knew that one of those characters were probably going to be a kid of somebody.
Yeah, I mean, it,
but I didn't see Kylo Ren being him, though.
Yeah.
Which was pretty sweet.
So.
What did you think about a lot of other people's complaints? Is it being very similar
to episode four,
A New Hope?
I didn't, to be honest, when I was watching it, I didn't think of that at all. But then when someone said that, I was like, yeah, it kind of was. Huh.
Yeah.
And then that was the end of it. I didn't really, like, get mad or anything.
Yeah, and I felt that way during it. And then after, I kind of was like, okay, well, like an orphan kid on a desert planet.
On a desert planet.
Finds a droid.
Finds a droid.
Who takes sudden, him and gets him involved in a war.
And is
finds out they have powers. Force powers, yeah. And then blows up a planet.
Blows up a giant weapon.
Blows up a
like
giant
a planet.
So it was very similar. I think they did that on purpose. On purpose, though, and to kind of have pay homage to the movie to have that storyline with Rey.
I think
we're gonna figure out why it was like so that. Close. I do. I think the Empire is very stupid.
We've done it again.
We built that three times. So what was your so those are the biggest gripes I've heard about the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I personally don't feel any of those ways. I love the movie.
Yeah.
For me, it's a 10 all the way. Like,
it. How many times have you seen it?
I've seen it twice.
Yeah. See right there. Boom.
I want to go see it again. I was thinking about going to see it tonight. Actually.
Oh really?
I was gonna cancel on you and go see it again.
Oh. What? So cold. I would have definitely gone.
So I loved it. For me, it's probably like my third favorite, like A New Hope, Jedi, and then that probably now.
Okay.
I just thought it was great.
I just think it was really reminiscent. So if you're a big fan of the original trilogy, you really love this movie. It just it felt like it fit perfectly.
It felt exactly
in that,
like
in that part
original
of the universe.
Trilogy.
Like if you, maybe you didn't like the newer ones, it's okay, because this one seems like it's more of an homage to episodes 4, 5, and 6.
Right. Is there anything you didn't like about it? Like, aside from those major gripes?
I was in it the whole time. Like, I was hoping we get to find out a little more about Supreme Lord Snoke.
Right.
Like, what's he all about? I was hoping we get to learn more about that, because you kind of see him. He's got, like, all these scars and cuts on his face, so something happened. I'm betting Luke Skywalker messed this dude up.
Yeah, I agree there.
Yeah, he's still this ominous shadowy figure.
Maybe we'll find out more about him in episode 8.
Yeah, I hope so.
Princess Leia. If I had to pick something negative, it'd probably be General Leia.
She did seem kind of dry.
Her being she was very dry. I thought she was probably the worst actor or actress in that movie. Everything seemed very forced. Even her reaction after Han died just seemed very forced.
Yeah.
But that would be my only, like, big gripe. Did you know that Daniel Craig was a stormtrooper?
He was?
That was,
I heard about that before.
In the room with Rey. So the one that she does the mind trick on is
Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Simon Pegg was the, the alien that on Jakku that she was doing the training with. That was Simon Pegg.
Really? That's cool.
So I thought that those were pretty cool. There was a lot of little
man,
stuff
if I
like
was
that.
Like a big celebrity, I'd want to be just like some little goofy
right?
character like that too.
Super
I think that'd
cool.
be so awesome. That's funny.
Did you hear the I didn't catch this until late. That was my phone, sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't catch this until I saw it the second time. Did you hear Obi-Wan's voice in it?
No.
When they're doing the flashback where Rey touches the saber, you hear Yoda's voice.
I didn't
and
hear
he says
voice.
Something, and then it's very faint. And then you hear Alec Guinness say, Rey. And then.
Is that who that was?
Yeah.
I heard it's the Rey, but I didn't hear.
That was Alec Guinness, the original Obi-Wan. And then Ewan McGregor says, these are your first steps.
Wow.
Yeah, so when you see it again, pay attention to that.
Oh,
that was pretty
will
cool.
Now.
So what's your rating?
I would definitely give it a 9 out of 10. That was an awesome movie.
Yeah, it was everything I hoped for, I think. I don't think... It was great. I was into it the whole time. I'm going to buy it right when it comes out on a DVD,
buy, like,
I think.
Super Digital Collector Deluxe Edition if
for
they
sure.
have one.
All right, so
shut
we...
Shut up and take my money.
My dog is going crazy, so I apologize if you're hearing
any rustling
noises
in the background.
We do have some geek news to talk about.
All right, hit me
some
up,
some stuff has happened. The new Doctor Strange images came out today.
Yes, they did.
There was a magazine that's coming out. I think it's Entertainment Weekly with Doctor Strange. If you have been living under a rock for the past 6 months and don't know this, Benedict Cumberbatch, who is best known for probably Sherlock.
Sherlock, yeah.
He's in the British television show Sherlock. He plays Sherlock Holmes. He was also in Star Trek.
He was Khan.
And he was Khan. He has been cast...
Or the voice of Smaug.
He was Smaug the Dragon. He has been cast as Doctor Strange.
He's everywhere nowadays.
He looks exactly like Doctor Strange.
He does. It's pretty cool what they did with
the picture they came out with. Was amazing. Can you believe that this is the same world where 15 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, they had to put the X-Men in all leather because they didn't think they could put them in their original costumes. Now we're getting
all
the superheroes we're getting. It's all original costumes.
Yeah, they're all over it. Or Iron Man.
Even this is the same world where they didn't want to put Whiplash in the Whiplash costume. And so they made that weird robotic Whiplash thing whip. And
yeah, the little
made it similar
suit,
arc
that...
reactor suit. So I love his look as Doctor Strange.
Yeah. I hope they get the cape and the amulets and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's. I think it's going to be so good.
The Eye of Agamotto.
Yes, and why can't I think of his name right now? Take away Mickey card.
Yoink.
Dormammu.
Dormammu.
Dormammu. Thank you.
The big super armor of evil.
Yes. Having a Dormammu is going to be amazing in that, too.
Forgot he was in.
I'm super excited about Doctor Strange. It's going to be amazing. If you haven't seen the picture, go online, check it out. You go to comicbook.com, you can find it. You can probably even just open up Facebook and find it.
Yeah, just scroll. Boom, there it is.
Pretty sweet. Can't wait for that movie to come out.
Like, all these movies, Marvel and Disney are just... They got their A game, and it is amazing.
They do.
Every movie that's come out, I am so excited for, and I'm not disappointed in. I'm sure there's people out there who are like, but you know what? I have not been let down yet.
And honestly, man, the world we live in now, people just need to complain to complain.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel that way. Like, the people that's complaining about Star Wars... It's just having to be negative because they want to be negative about something.
Weenies.
Disneyland announced the official closing attractions to build Star Wars Land and Disneyland. Not Hollywood Studios. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad.
Wait, they're closing that?
They're keeping that open, but I guess in Disneyland... They have a whole Big Thunder like themed area where they have a Big Thunder Ranch petting zoo.
Old, like westerny look area.
They had a barbecue area. They have Big Thunder Ranch, and they have Big Thunder Ranch Jamboree. They're shutting all of that down.
There's some like Big Thunder Ranch. I think of like Michael Jackson going next.
Thunder Ranch kids.
They're closing all that down. So just a heads up on that. That's pretty
so
historic.
If you happen
that's
to be out in California.
Obviously, they're not closing the ride, but those are all original attractions, so that's kind of a big deal.
Back in the 50s.
Mm-hmm. The Rivers of America Rising attractions are going to be put on temporary hold.
Okay.
That includes the Disneyland Railroad, Tom Sawyer Island, and the boat rides.
Tom Sawyer Island is pretty
cool. That's all original stuff, too. So I thought that was pretty crazy. That's showing how big of an investment they're putting into Star Wars Land.
Yeah.
And Disneyland temporary closing... Things that are main attractions and closing things that have been there since the beginning.
Yeah, that's interesting. But that's how it is. Kids nowadays, their attention span is so short. They don't want things that are like our parents wanted. They give you that nostalgia or the days of yore or things like that. They want the new, the now, the hip, stuff like that.
You're correct.
I know, like all my terminology is so recent. The hip.
That's all right. You get talking to the guy who says cats.
The cat's pajamas.
I agree. I think you're totally right on that. I think they need to find a good mix between it all.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I think they will.
They need to have the old, but they need to have the new, too. And they have, like, they're going to make so much money off of Star Wars. Oh, my gosh.
Insane.
George Lucas. Do you have a George Lucas impression? He's probably, like, he's probably so sad right now about, like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I make a theme park all Star Wars? But he also
so
has,
so much,
like,
money.
After taxes, he probably has, like, $2 billion.
This year, so especially.
He's probably super happy.
Yeah.
I'm sure he still gets the small cut of any of these profits, too, I would think.
Oh, my gosh. He's got to have some sort of, even if, like, 1%, he's still raking it in.
Since we're back on Star Wars a little bit, it shattered records. I don't know if you guys know this or not, but there's so many records it beat. Thursday night preview, $57 million it brought in. The record was Harry Potter Deathly Hallows Part 2, which was $43.5 million. So they broke that record.
Boom.
Friday, it made $119,000. Over Harry Potter and Deathly Hallows at Part 2, which made $91 million.
Take that, Voldemort.
Also, it's the 20th highest all-time and the highest non-opening Friday with $49.3
million.
Wee. Opening day was $119,000.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Single day brought in is the same, $119,000 is a big record. Big highest Sunday over weekend, which is $60.6 million.
Woo.
Over Jurassic Park, which brought in $57.2 million. Jurassic World, yep. Also has number 5 all-time with $47.6 million second Sunday. Opening weekend, it brought in a total of $250,000, which beat Jurassic World. Jurassic World was $208 million. I'm sorry, $247 million. I'm giving the wrong numbers here.
We're going to
blow thousands. Your mind. These are million numbers I'm giving.
You right here. You
I'm sorry.
You can't fathom the numbers.
Yeah, these are millions. $119 million. $91
million.
$250
million. So much
money. Opening weekend worldwide, $529 million over Jurassic World at $524. December opening, $250 million over The Hobbit, which was $84.6 million. I mean, these numbers are just crazy.
Give us your money.
You want to know what's even crazier about this, Tom?
What?
It hasn't even opened in China yet.
Really? So the international people is still going to go way up.
It opened everywhere else internationally, but not in China yet.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you
China
imagine the numbers it's going to hit?
Box office?
Yeah.
It's like the second major movie place is China.
The rating
maybe
it has
even bigger
on,
than here.
The rating it has on IMDb is 92.41.
I believe it.
It's got like a 96 rating on Rotten Tomatoes, too.
How much
so,
on
I mean, this like 96%
oh, yeah.
or something like
I don't
that.
Know about that. Usually Rotten Tomatoes is
pretty harsh. Force Awakens crushed any expectation.
Oh, man. It was best
yeah. Crazy numbers.
Of the year.
All right. Today is Stan Lee's birthday.
Excelsior.
You guys don't talk about birthdays, but a happy birthday to Stan Lee, because that is pretty awesome.
This dude is the king of comics.
He's our generation's Walt Disney.
Yeah. Because, like, Disney kind of paved the way in the 50s, 60s, 70s. And technically Marvel Comics was around that time too, but it made a huge push in the 80s, 90s.
Right.
Was big Marvel time, people.
And even now, Marvel time.
Oh, still Marvel time.
80s, 90s, and 2000s,
and
today, Stan Lee is 93 years old.
That trooper, man.
This is a man that they're going to build statues of in theme parks.
I hope so.
In places. And
Marvel Land.
We might even have a national holiday after this man.
Stan Lee Day.
Do you see his creations dying out anytime soon?
No, not until... I mean, even like with the...
Well, past our lifetime.
Oh, yeah. But with the cinematic universe going to, what, 2020?
Yeah.
And I still anticipate, like, going way past that.
I would say by 2025,
like
we're going to have... I would say by 2025, We're going to have our own Marvel theme park.
I hope so. That'd
be awesome. Disney will open up its own separate Marvel theme park.
I hope so.
That would be the beast. Crazy, man. So happy birthday, Stan Lee.
Excelsior.
Thank you for everything you've given us. Thank you for being the man.
We love you.
We do love you. Deadpool trailer. Did you see the second Deadpool trailer?
I have not seen much of the Deadpool, 12 Days of Deadpool, is that what it was called? Yeah. I saw one the first day where they released the movie poster of him in the sweater.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
The Red Band trailer is pretty extreme. You should watch it.
With Colossus?
Yeah, with Colossus.
I just didn't want to spoil it for myself.
Yeah, I could see that. It's not too spoilery, but I still don't know how I feel about them having an R rating on it. I don't know. It upsets me a little bit because, like, Larry is big into Deadpool, and I'm not going to go take her to see it.
Oh, really? Not Red? Okay.
And I don't know. I mean, we'll have to see it first and feel it out.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it is it just an R rating because of the violence? I don't think so. Because some of the trailers are pretty, have some sex scenes and stuff in it, too. Yeah,
Deadpool is very, nowadays, he's very, like, the one, have you played the Deadpool video game?
I have not.
That game is hilarious.
Is it?
But it is very much an M-rated game.
But I think they could make it funny without having to put all that stuff in there.
Yeah.
And even the violence, I'm okay with. But, like, I just think they could make it funny and have it be innuendos rather than...
Oh, it's going to be innuendos. There's going to be so many innuendos.
So, I'm still probably going to see it, but I'm excited about it. I think... It looks like they nailed Deadpool.
Yeah, I think they definitely did a lot better this time than they did with X-Men.
It looks like
Origins.
It's going to be the best Marvel movie that we've gotten that's not produced by Disney.
Yeah.
It really does. I think it's going
to
be better.
And I love the X-Men movies, but I think this one's going to hit to what the fans love about Deadpool.
Yeah.
And just the hardcore, like... Because we always kind of... The X-Men universe is very sugar-coated.
It does seem very sugar-coated.
Because, like... Wolverine is like a mass murdering psychopath.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's just kind of like, oh, he's a good guy. He has to do what he has to do. No, there's times that he was just like went crazy and slaughtered people to go,
yep. You're totally right on
and
that.
And so this kind of like gets to the true.
Takes away the sugar coating a little bit. What about the Apocalypse trailer? I don't think we've talked about that. Did
no,
you like
really
that?
Not. I thought it looks like it's going to be good. I kind of like how they're doing all these X-Men movies and tying them in. I really like how they all tie together now.
Yeah. I do too. I like how they erased the first X-Men movies. Even though I liked X-Men.
They didn't really
the first
erase,
one.
They just kind of brought them into the fold. Like
no,
like,
they erased them now.
What do you mean?
So basically.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Days of Future Past.
None of that happened.
None of that happened. So now it's a whole new timeline.
That's true.
Which was brilliant.
It is pretty smart.
Brilliant for them to do. Because now they can recast everybody and.
I still think they
different.
Should bring back Patrick Stewart.
And I think they do a little bit, actually. I don't know. Weird. But super cool. I like seeing Archangel. I like seeing Jubilee in the trailer.
Yeah, they're bringing back a lot of the major X-Men that weren't in much in the other movies.
Yeah, I can't wait for the Gambit movie. I still hope that happens. Some food news I thought I wanted to tell you about.
News?
I'm gonna maybe some geek food news that I'm gonna go see if our local Taco Bell has this.
Yeah.
Taco Bell is coming out with a new Sriracha Crunchwrap slider.
Ooh.
Yes, it has Fritos in it.
Man, they're really hitting those like snack chips because the Dorito one's pretty good.
All the Dorito tacos are amazing.
I love Sriracha.
It's shredded chicken, Fritos, and Sriracha sauce.
Punch
I think that sounds pretty amazing. So I just thought you would like to hear about that.
Oh, man.
And it's, they shrunk it down. Your Crunchwrap's usually huge. Mm. This is a baby Crunchwrap.
Okay.
It's, should fit in a child hand.
All right, well, they better be like $1 because I want to buy
They are $1.
Oh, they are? Awesome. Yep. I love it.
So they have a Sriracha chicken and they have a spicy beefy nacho. So that's some geek news, food geek news
some
there.
Food geek news.
So we need to check that out this week. Maybe we'll try that. I'll Instagram some pictures of it
and put it
out there. You got any geek news that you think we didn't talk about?
I had something that I forgot.
I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff, but I'm sure people want us to talk about Battlefront. We have to talk about games a little bit.
I love Star Wars Battlefront.
I haven't
so
played Battlefront yet.
Well, it's on the next gen, well, current gen, I guess, technically. But if you don't have an Xbox One or PS4, then sadly you're out of luck.
Yes. You'll have to maybe bring
your consoles over. I will.
So maybe we'll play that and then talk about it sometime. I do have a friend who has a Twitch account, too.
Oh, really? Okay.
So maybe we can involve that in it or something.
Okay.
I
love Battlefront.
Yeah, maybe we could have him on and then have people check us out on his Twitch account while we live play it or something like that.
Wink, wink.
All right. So thank you for joining us this week, people. We got down to business.
We got down to
not a whole lot
business.
Of laughy fun stuff, but getting the geek news out there we haven't talked about in a while. Talking about Star Wars goodness.
So much Star Wars
Christmas
goodness.
Awesome foodness.
I'm still full from Christmas.
So I haven't talked to you about this yet, but I think next week we're going to record at Shamrock Comics.
Ooh.
I was there yesterday talking to Jason, and I think we might go there next week.
For our New Year's cast?
Yeah. Pod a little bit with Jay over at Shamrocks, talk about some fun comic booky stuff, and maybe whatever else we want to talk about. So thanks for joining us this week. Make sure you check out this pod, any of your old pods. Remember, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us at Twitter at Deep Fried Geeks, Instagram, and you can always email me at mattman.blog@gmail.com. Thank you for joining us and your continued support.
We love you guys.
We love you bunches. Happy New Year. If it's around New Year's, you're listening to us, but we'll have a pod come up before that, too. So be good and keep
for
calm.
For goodness sake.
Oh, yes. Be good for... Don't eat elves or polar bears.
Unless you have a Coke.
Winter Coke. Keep calm and
geek on.